I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Media News for Tuesday, May 2. Coming up, funds identified for feasibility study for global immigration card, education ministry to assist students in CSEC preparations, and Legal Aid Council reports significant uptake of mobile justice unit services. The news in detail after the break.
A fire can occur at any time. Dial 110 for the Jamaica Fire Brigade or 112 for emergencies. It's a good idea to store the contact numbers of the fire station nearest you. Knowing these numbers could mean the difference between life and death.
Now the news. Economic Growth Council EGC Chairman Michael Lee Chin says funds have been identified to conduct a feasibility study for the creation of a global immigration card for members of the diaspora. Mr. Lee Chin says the study will be undertaken by the Ministry of National Security. The EGC chairman underscored the importance of speedily completing the study and creating the card.
We see the engagement of the diaspora as an important partner to achieve growth and development. And we implore those timelines that have not been met that we need to put some more bones in our step.
Mr. Lee Chin was speaking at the EGC's second quarterly national report at the University of the West Indies UWI regional headquarters in Mona. Meanwhile, the EGC in its published report indicated that the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade is preparing a draft proposal on an institutional framework for promoting, coordinating, and organizing economic and social investments by the diaspora. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is collaborating with One-on-One Educational Services Limited to assist students in their preparation for the upcoming Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate CSEC examinations. Based in Kingston, One-on-One provides personalized educational services and e-learning solutions to secondary school students and corporate entities. Portfolio Minister Senator Ruel Reid says 4,500 access cards have been provided to students from targeted schools who will be sitting mathematics, English language, and the sciences. He was addressing Monday's press conference at his Hero Circle offices in Kingston. Senator Reid further notes that the ministry will be administering a standardized test for grade 10 students who will be sitting CSEC mathematics in 2018. The results of the test, he says, will be used to identify students needing further critical support. A summer program will also be developed for these students, which they can access at their schools. Students will be given early access to the One-on-One platform to complement the face-to-face interactions they will have at school. The Legal Aid Council of the Ministry of Justice is reporting a significant uptake of the services of its mobile justice unit since it was rolled out in January. Executive Director of the Council, Hugh Faulkner, says some 450 persons from 24 communities have accessed legal support via the unit in the first 3 months of operations. Persons have sought legal assistance on a range of matters including immigration, compensation for damages, and land titling arrangements.
The matters that they bring range from maintenance, custody, quite a number, expungement matters, criminal matters, including for adults and for children, civil matters, land matters, intestacy, where persons die without leaving a will, and probate instances where there are wills left by the testators.
Mr. Faulkner says the council is now looking at ways to expand its legal support to meet the volume of need in communities. And the Ministry of Labour and Social Security is currently testing a new National Insurance Scheme NIS card in parish offices island-wide. The cards will be formally available on June 1.
Gone are the days when you are told to register with the NIS and given an NIS number with no clue to what it means, except the deduction you see on your payslips. This new card is also a public education tool that sheds light on the importance of the NIS number and the benefits available on registration with the scheme.
Minister of Labour and Social Security Shaheeni Robinson. She adds that the NIS has also begun the revision of all application forms for the different benefits available. These initiatives, she says, are part of ongoing plans to reform the finances, operations, technology, documentation awareness, and staffing of the NIS. The minister was speaking at the National Insurance Scheme's 51st Anniversary Church Service in St. Anne recently. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.